Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. William Connerly is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's the principal of Connerly Consulting, LLC, which helps businesses make profitable and wise decisions in this wacky landscape that we have. He received his doctorate degree in economics from Duke University. He is also the author of Thinking Economics. He's the author of the brand spanking new book that's literally just being launched in the next few days. You're getting it very early from on the Small Business Advocate Show. You're getting the scoop on it on everybody else. The book is called Bizonomics: From the Headlines to Your Bottom Line, and he's our new friend. Bill, welcome to the show.
Great to be on this, Jim.
It's good to have you here. You know, Bill, one of the things that we do on this show is we talk about with a number of economists about what's going on in the economy. How's it going? We do at least two a month, sometimes three economists. We do two different economic reports that these guys, a couple of guys, collect and poll different people around the country every month, and they bring those reports to us and tell us what's going on. Of course, we can read the headlines. We know that the inflation is up and gas prices are up, but also which those are kind of frightening things. But, and we know housing is down, and we know the economy, the overall GDP is down, but yet the stock market's up, and unemployment is down. I mean, we got all these wacky indicators. They're all pointing in different directions, and it's kind of hard as a small business owner to know what kind of decisions to make. Should I believe the stock market and the employment levels and be excited and hopeful and optimistic, or should I believe inflation, and should I be worried about the gas prices, and is the housing a problem? You know, it's kind of a mixed bag, isn't it?
It is, and right now we have a balance of news, some good, some bad. And sometimes we have too much information. You know, we're getting so much stuff like you just rattled off, and it's hard for either a small business owner or, to tell you the truth, even a large corporate executive to really sort through it. What I recommend for business leaders is to take some time and set up an early warning system that is specific to your business. So that you can talk about GDP, but let's say you're a boat dealer. You need to drill down below GDP to consumer spending on discretionary purchases. You need to figure out what are the drivers of those discretionary purchases, which would be things like employment, income, interest rates, and you need to monitor those drivers of the sales for your particular good or service. And I think if you can dig through the data, and I have a little discussion in the book of how to do this, dig through the data sources and come up with some charts that you want to look at, you probably only have to monitor them quarterly or monthly, and then you can just sit back saying, yeah, I heard the news, but I'm ignoring it because I've got my early warning system, and it's focused on my business.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, Bill, because earlier in the week, I reminded the audience that that you've got these 24/7 news cycles now, and these talking heads have to have something to talk about. And 20,000 planes landing safely is not news for them. That's not breaking news. One plane whose landing gear doesn't go down, you know, in a little bitty out-of-the-way airport in middle America, that's breaking news. And so anything that they can, any kind of economic news that sounds a little edgy, a little controversial, they're not going to make it breaking news and that you have to know about it. They're not only going to do that, they're going to blow it way out of proportion, aren't they? And so I think what you just said is what I was telling them earlier in the week, is beware of the talking heads. And the other thing that I said that I wanted to see if you agree, I think what you just said was similar to what I said earlier, and that was check your position. Don't listen to all the talking heads. See how things are going in your part of the world. Are your customers paying you? on time? Are your customers talking about new business? Those kinds of things. What do you think, Bill?
Absolutely. You know, I've been a professional economist for years and years and years, and it's hard for me to forecast a recession. And I'm thinking, boy, if it's hard for a professional who spends his whole business day doing that, mm-hmm. it must be even harder for a person who's got a real business to run. But the key here is to see the first signs of it coming, which means you track your sales and get to know your customers. Boy, can we repeat that often enough? Know your mm-hmm. customers. And try to get a sense not just of what today's order is, but what they are seeing, how their sales are doing if you're in a business-to-business environment, or what their mood is if you're dealing directly with consumers, because the faster you can react to a change, either upside or downside, the faster you can react to that, the better off you're going to be.
Well said, Bill. And another thing that I encourage small business owners to do is to get to know the industry that they work in. Don't just buy and sell in the industry they work in. Don't just work in your local market, but get to know the region, the industry players in your region, also the national industry trade groups. Not only the trade groups that you work in, but who represent the customers that you have, because so much of where an industry is going, the challenges that they're having, foreign pressures, competitive pressures, those kinds of things, those are going to be talked about and explained in the industry trade groups early on, aren't they?
Yeah, and I was at a situation when I was working for a major corporation where our sales went down, and the executives are thinking, gee, should we fire the sales guy, or do we need to put millions of dollars into advertising? And this wasn't the case where they needed a forecast. They needed me to come in and say, wait, guys, sales are down everywhere. Our competitors are seeing the exact same thing, so mm-hmm. it's not our sales manager, it's not our advertising budget, it's not our pricing, it's just the economy. So if you're talking to other people in your same business, you'll know if your sales go down, whether it's you failing to market or whether it's just an industry-wide trend that you have to ride out.
Exactly. And in that networking that you're going to be doing, over the time, find those people that you believe are going to shoot straight with you. If their sales are down, they really are going to tell you that, and they're not going to tell you that things are great when they're not. Stand by, Bill. Dr. Bill Connolly, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He's the author of Bizonomics, brand new book just out in the next couple of days. He and I will be back. When we come back, I'm going to ask Bill what he thinks the rest of 2007 is going to be like.
Aflac for Small Business, how can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business, you dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business, just me and my my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for Small Business, you can...
Or with an overly zealous stocking clerk who's put it up, but it's available
Those are the ones we love, isn't it?
They are, any employee who's working hard. But it's available on Amazon right now, Bizonomics, okay. Bizonomics.
I like your title, pretty catchy there. You got a website?
ConnerlyConsulting.com, and Connerly is spelled with only one N, so that's...
One N...
Connerly Consulting.com.
Check that out when you get a chance. And my websites, folks, of course, are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is our flagship site that we've had for 10 years where you can go and listen to our interview with Bill over and over again. If you want, take it with you. You can download it to your iPod or whatever you want to do, and check out all the other things on that site, including the newsletter you can subscribe to. Our blog is there. Lots of other stuff. And, of course, askjim.biz is our knowledge base. That's the knowledge base for small business, where you can get small business answers now. Bill, as we said in the previous segment, I don't remember, and I've been around a while, Bill. I've been in the marketplace probably longer than you have. I don't think I remember a time when we've had as many things that were as exciting, like the stock market at record, the Dow Jones is at record levels right now. Every stock market is at record levels right now, except the Nasdaq, which was, as you know, in the 20th century, it kind of went nuts. But it's doing well. The GDP is down, inflation is up, oil prices are up, unemployment is down, all those things that we mentioned earlier. I don't think I've ever remember a time when we had numbers pointing in as many different directions. Do you?
You may be right, but when the risk, you know, when the economy is moving up, you get most indicators moving up. When it's moving down, you know, you get a lot of stuff moving down. We're in a fairly balanced situation, and I think the Federal Reserve isn't going to make any decision next week to change rates, simply because they see the one hand, they see the other hand. It's a great time for the two-armed economist.
Well, the two-armed economist. On the one hand, what was it?
Harry Truman used to ask for a one-armed economist.
Yeah, give me a one-armed economist.
Yeah, but I figure the Lord gave me two hands. I'm gonna use both of them.
I love what Reagan said about economists. You know what he said, don't you?
Remind me.
He said that an economist is someone who looks at something happening in reality and wonders if it would really happen in theory.
Yeah, you know, the thing I like about Reagan is after the recession of the early 80s, he was the most optimistic person in the cabinet or on his Council of Economic Advisors. He just had confidence in America, and I think with a lot of doom and gloom talk going around, it's good to revisit the wisdom of the man who knew that this was a great country, and whatever the problem was, the country was going to bounce back.
Is optimism a best practice? Could optimism be a best practice, Bill?
Well, you know, my brother was sort of captured by the left wing years ago, and he kept saying the economy is about to go to hell in a handbasket, and it's only a year away. And after saying that for 30 years, he finally said, Bill, I guess you've been right, and things are pretty resilient.
Yeah. What do you think about the 2007 economy? What do you think it's going to be like the rest of the year?
Yeah, I'm going to give you my forecast, but then please ask me.
Let me stop for a second. Yeah. I want you to give us your forecast, but then I want you to imagine that you're buying inventory. In fact, worse than that, you're having to make decisions in May that for products that are going to be delivered in the fall for the holiday season.
Right.
All right, so give us your forecast. Then tell us how you would advise that person.
Okay. I think that we're going to have slow growth. But it's going to be growth. My best estimate is not a recession, but a slower rate of growth than we achieved last year in 2006. So if I had a growing business, I might say, well, gee, 2007, we're not going to be growing quite as much. Consumers will keep spending, but the most discretionary purchases will not be growing as much. So that's like electronics and cars. But let me tell you, Jim, what I worry about. And I think there's maybe one chance in 10 that the economy will go into a recession in the next year. So 9 chances out of 10 that we don't, but that one chance in 10 could sink a number of businesses. The risk that I'm watching is the spillover from the housing problems.
And the subprime lending?
Well, not just subprime lending. Our wonderful home builders built about 1.5 million more houses than we need in the construction boom. Housing is going to continue to be weak for a couple of years at least. We have not yet seen that bleed over into consumer spending. If it does, then look for a recession. But if consumers continue to spend despite softness in housing, then we'll skate through this period okay.
So what you would say to that business that's trying to buy right now for the fall? You would say, you know, expect to have a little bit of growth, but don't go crazy with the orders for next year.
That's exactly what I'd say. But this is a great time also to do some contingency planning for a downturn.
But let's not talk ourselves into a recession, which we actually can do, can't we, Bill?
Oh, I'm not so sure of that as you are.
Oh, okay. I actually think we can kind of get ourselves all worked up and maybe talk ourselves into one. Can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. The business is called, the book is called Bizonomics by Dr. William B. Connerly. Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Good talking with you, Jim.
Quick break. Right back with Mark Brock. Stay with us.
Pierce Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. For Matt Pearson Human Resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.